guys, this is Rachel.
Yes.
Hi, my name's Jessica. I'm calling on a recorded line in regards to the Depo Provera lawsuit. Have you gotten an attorney already to assist you?
No.
Okay, and were you or a loved one diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo?
Yes.
You were?
Yes, I was.
Okay, I'm so sorry to hear. Okay, and would you like to see if you meet the rest of the criteria here to participate?
Yes.
Okay. And are you willing to affirm to the law firm that you haven't sought any other legal representation?
Yes.
Okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And do you know if the meningioma was of the brain or of the spine?
The brain.
Brain. Okay. And do you know the year of diagnosis? What year you were diagnosed?
2019.
2019? Yes. Okay. And do you know anyone else who was injured by Depo Provera?
No.
No. Okay. No worries. And then next year we'll go through the Depo Provera information. Did you consume or use the name brand injectable Depo Provera?
Yes.
Okay. And did you use it for at least 1 year minimum?
I used it from July of 2016 to April of 2019.
It was July of 2015 to April of?
No.
Oh.
July 2016 to April.
2016?
Yes.
Okay, I'm so sorry. It's very hard to hear. So it was July 2016 and then?
April 2019.
April of 2019. Okay. So then at least 1 year minimum would be yes then, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then within the 1 year, can you confirm if you had at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis?
Within the 1 year, I haven't had any, but I had some within those years, yes.
I'm sorry. So do you know how often you were getting the shots in a year?
For 6 months, I'm getting them 3 times every 3 months.
Every 3 months, so 4 times per year?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Okay, no, you're good. So that one would be yes then.
Yes.
And then for total shots, bear with me here. Three times the four would be roughly, as an estimate, 12 shots total.
6 weeks, 45 times a week, actually.
It was what?
It was for 6 weeks. Oh, no, no, I'm sorry. I'm confused right now. I'm just waking up. Sorry.
No, it's okay. So would you, for the whole span, 12 times, estimately?
Yes.
Okay. It was administered by either a doctor or by yourself?
Yes.
Doctor, okay. And then, bear with me, next year we'll go through the injured party information. You said you were diagnosed with the meningioma. Can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Okay. And then your first name, we have R-A-C-H-E-L?
Yes.
And then Hickman, H-I-C-K-M-A-N?
Yes.
Okay. And then we have an email here. It's R, M as in Mary, T as in Tom, 051788@gmail.com?
Yes.
Okay. And is the 442-417-8280 your cell phone?
Yes.
Okay. And then what is your mailing address?
9639 Soisiana Avenue.
Oh. Bear with me. It was 9639.
And Choiciana, it's C-H-O-I-C-E-A-N-A.
E-E-N-N-A?
Choiciana, like the word choice, then.
And then A-N-A?
Yes.
Okay, sorry about that. Avenue?
Yes, Hesperia, California. 92345.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. And then next year, the medical information. So you already told me you were diagnosed or you were given the shots, administered the shots by a doctor. Do you happen to remember the doctor or facility, the gyno?
I do. It's in St. Mary's Medical Center.
St. Mary's Medical Center. In what city?
Apple Valley, California.
Apple Valley, California. On Highway 18?
Yes, Highway 18.
Okay. That's where it was administered?
Yes.
Okay.
By Dr. Beth Julian.
The doctor was?
Beth Julian.
S. Julian?
No, Dr. Beth Julian.
Beth.
Yes, Beth.
Julian, doc. Okay, 1 second here. I see here her name. Perfect. Oh, when I did look up her name, it came up as St. Mary High Desert Family Medicine, Apple Valley, Bear Valley Road.
Yes.
That's it?
Yes.
Okay. And then bear with me here. And then, do you remember the method of diagnosis for the meningioma, if it was a CT scan, MRI, or both?
Both.
Both, okay. Do you remember the diagnosing doctor's name?
Not exactly.
Or a facility?
It's St. Mary's Hospital.
Oh, okay, the same one?
Yes.
Okay. No worries here. Did you have treatment done at that same facility?
Yes.
Okay. Have you had a prior cancer diagnosis?
No.
No. Okay. Was the doctor that diagnosed you, was it a neurologist?
Yes. Yes.
You think so?
Actually,
okay.
I do remember it, but I couldn't pronounce the name. It's Dr. Murray Tell. Tell.
Murray?
Yes.
Like M-U-R-R-Y?
M-U-R-R-A-Y. And the
A-Y?
It's Tell. T-H-A-L-E.
T-H-A-L-E?
Yes.
Okay, one moment. Okay, I see him here. I apologize, I can't remember if I asked you or not. Have you had a prior cancer diagnosis?
No.
No, okay. And then, what type of treatment did you receive for the meningioma? Was there any, like, radiation, surgery, chemo?
I had radiation therapy for 6 weeks, well, 4 to 5 times a week.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you were you ever hospitalized for the meningioma?
Just when I was diagnosed, and that was in that St. Mary's Hospital, but
mm-hmm.
I just started treatment.
You started treatment, okay.
Like within that week.
Okay. And then there would be a medical record for you, at least with a doctor, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and they'll be requesting the records, but in case they need you to provide them, would you be able to send it electronically or via mail?
Yes, when I get back in time, I can.
Okay, and then lastly here, the emergency contact. So we request one just in case something unfortunate happens, ensuring we can continue on with your case for your loved ones. Would you like to add an emergency contact?
Sure.
Okay, did they live with you?
Yes.
Okay, and then bear with me. What is their name?
It's Rafael, R-A-F-A-E-L, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Santillan is last name, S-A-N-T-I-L-L-A-N.
Okay, and then phone number?
626-704-3664.
3664. Four. Okay, and then relationship?
My significant other.
Okay, perfect. And then is it okay if I send you the forms via text and email?
That's fine.
Okay. Oh, I apologize. Lastly, for the medical record release forms, what's your date of birth?
5/17/88.
And again, it was 5/17/1988?
Yes.
Okay, and then your social?
610-12-8930.
It was 610-12-8933?
8930.
Oh, 8930.
Yes.
Okay. And then bear with me here. I'm going to go ahead and prep up the forms and send them over to you. I'm just going to put you on a brief hold real quick, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Bear with me. Thank you.